好像弟兄姊妹，我看看大家脸都长长的，昨天晚上大家没睡好，但是。
I see a lot of long faces around. Did we not rest well last night?
还是做了噩梦。
Did you have bad dreams last night?
到主的面前，我们要欢喜快乐。
As we come before the Lord, we want to come before Him joyfully.
因为这是特权。
Because it's a privilege.
不认识神的人，他们不知道这个福分。
People who don't know God, they don't know this special blessing.
我们认识主的人，我们知道这是这一生里头神给我们最大的礼物。
But if we know God, we know that this is the greatest gift He's given us.
可以在神的家，在他的面前来敬拜他，来侍奉他，来听他对我们要所说的话语。
To be able to come into His house and to worship Him, to hear His words.
今天我们要继续来看一个新的人。
Today we want to look at a new person in the Bible.
是整个这个圣经旧约历史的最后一段历史。
It's at the very tail end part of the Old Testament history.
因为犹太人自从王国被掳到巴比伦去以后，
Since the Jewish people were exiled into Babylon,
照着他们的恶行，他们就应该就等于没有资格在神的这一个恩典中。
Because of their evil deeds, they supposedly have lost their privilege in God's grace.
但是神并没有放手。
But God did not let them go.
在管教他们以后，神的恩典，神的怜悯，还是把他们带回来。
After He disciplined them in His grace, He still brought them back to their homeland.
所以这一个回归的历史，就是整个旧约圣经的最后一段历史。
This history of their return is the very end of part of the Jewish history in the Old Testament.
这一段回归的历史，也是我们基督徒应该非常小心的去明白。
This history of the Jewish people's return is something for Christians to pay special attention to.
一般我们在教会里头不太有人讲这段历史。
We don't often share on this portion of the history.
我们常常花很多的时间讲创世纪。
We talk a lot about Genesis.
我们花很多的时间讲四福音。
We talk a lot about the four gospel books.
但是很少有传道人愿意去把这段历史拿出来与弟兄姊妹来交通。
Very few preachers wanted to share this portion of history with the audience.
最近这段日子，我再一次来把这段圣经好好的来准备，来等候神，让我们一起来学神要在这段历史里给今天的教会有什么教导。
But I've done some special preparation on this portion of the history, and I waited upon the Lord to show me what is His teaching in this part of history that I can share with you.
我实在感谢神，神让我在这一段历史里头看到很丰富的属灵的财产要我们得着。
I really thank God because He showed me a lot of important spiritual treasure in this part of history that we need to receive.
这段圣经的这段历史的重要，它不单单让我们看见神要什么在他的工作里头。
This portion of history is important because it not only does it show us what is it that God wants.
他的这个特别宝贵的地方是，这一群回来的人是曾经已经被神管教过的人。
Even more so, something that we need to see is that the people that return, they were a group of people that have been disciplined by the Lord.
他们经历过神的审判，神的手。
They've gone through the judgment of God.
他们里面知道在管教的时候是何等的痛苦。
In their hearts, they understand how terrible it is to be disciplined.
但是神今天把他们带回来重新开始的时候，这个机会又何等的宝贵。
But now God has brought them back, given them another chance, and how precious is that second chance?
所以这个第二次的机会是非常能够被珍惜的，因为以前失败过，失落过。
Second chances are something that those who have failed before really treasure.
我们常常有的时候不觉得可贵。
When we have them, we don't think that they're all that special.
有一天没有了，你就觉得有一本圣经多可爱啊。
One day when you lose something, you'll really miss it. For example, if you, you really miss having a Bible.
我们常常说有的地方要一本圣经都要不到。
I often tell you that there are places in the world where they can't even find the Bible.
圣经拿去烧了，不准读。
Because they have burned all the Bibles.
那你会发现那个时候就很渴慕。哎呀，如果有一本圣经多好啊！
And then for those people, they really, really desire having a copy of the Bible.
所以当你得着的时候，你真是好好的宝贝这本圣经，好好去读它。
So when you get it, you really take very good care of it and read it carefully.
但是我们圣经很多的人呢，就不太在乎了。
But those with many, many copies of Bible, we don't care as much.
反正。就在书架上要读就读但是从来不去碰它
It's sitting on your shelf You don't touch it very often
这就是我们人的一种、心态
That's a human mentality
有的时候就不在乎
When you have something you don't care about
没有的时候我们就觉得很需要很宝贵
But when you lose something you really miss it
所以你现在有一个家 有父母有儿女有妻子 有丈夫好好的珍惜它
So reallyTake special care of what you have now, your family, your children, your parents, whatnot.
这都是神在今生所赐给你的，你不要等到失去的时候你才懊悔。
This is something that God has given you, so don't feel regretful once you lose something.
还有，你现在有健康。
And also you have your health today.
你不要以为健康是当然的。
And don't think that it's a matter of fact just because I have my health.
等到你生病，你住在医院，等到你走不了了，你才知道健康何等宝贵。
One day when you do actually get sick, you'll realize how precious your health is.
所以这一群人是曾经失去过健康的人，用预表性的说法。
So this group of remnants were a people, for example, who have lost their health before.
那么今天他们回来，神给他们第二次的机会，给他们一个重新开始。
Today the Lord has called them back, given them a second chance and a new beginning.
那么在这个第二次的开始里面，这个历史差不多100年到120年这一段时间。
And this new beginning lasted about 100 to 200 years.
那么我们讲了三个代表性的人物。
We've spoken of three characters that represented this age.
第一个人我记得是谁？
Who was the first person?
所以是第一个带头，在70年满的时候回来的。
Who was the leader of the remnants after the 70 years have fulfilled to return to Jerusalem?
他的名字叫所罗巴伯。
His name was Zerubbabel.
那么我们知道他回来就是重建神的家，重新立下圣殿的根基，重新把祭坛修起来。
He came back to rebuild the house of God to find the foundation to build the altar on it.
所以这是我们过去交通过，我不再重复了。
We've shared on him before.
但是我要说，是这个信息里面有非常重要的点，就是告诉我们神的家它的必要条件是什么。
I want to remind you the important part of that message. That is, what's the most important prerequisite in building the house of God?
如果我们失去了这些必要条件，神的家就神要把它丢掉了，神把这个家就交给外邦人了。
If you don't fulfill these requirements for building the house of God, God will reject it. He'll hand it over to the Gentiles.
所以他们重新开始的时候，他们就在一个正确的基础根基上开始建造。
When they rebuild, the first thing they did was to find the right foundation.
这样过了差不多有20年的时间，经过很大的风浪，终于把这个圣殿建起来。
And it took them 20 years and a lot of difficulty, but they finally built the temple.
然后这样子又过了60年。
And then 60 years went by.
这60年里面换了四个皇帝。
Four different kings reigned through these 60 years.
那这个时候有许多的祭司服侍的人都在一个非常沉重的压力底下，所以他们没有办法好好的侍奉神。虽然有这个殿，可是侍奉的人没有。
At the time, the priests and those servants of the temple were under a great deal of pressure, so they weren't able to serve their God well. Even though the temple is there, there were no servants.
所以神的儿女就不知道怎么样侍奉神。
At the time, the children of God did not know how to properly serve God.
神就感动第二个人。
So God moved the second person to come forward.
第二个人。啊，以斯拉
Ezra
对吗？以斯拉就被神兴起，他是一个大祭司的后裔。
Ezra was a descendant of a high priest.
他明深深的明白圣经。
And he understands the Bible.
他就起来把神的话教导给那些回来的以色列民。
And he shared the word of God with the remnants.
这就起了第二波的这个回归的运动。
And that was the second wave of remnants returning.
今天我们就要来到第三波。
Today we've come to the third wave of remnants.
这个第三波呢是在以斯拉回来之后差不多12年左右。
The third wave occurred at about 12 years after Ezra's return.
那这个人他的名字叫以西结尼西米。
His person's name is Nehemiah.
这都是洋名字。尼西米。那么圣经并没有跟我们讲他的背景是什么。
There isn't a recording in the Bible concerning his background.
那我们来猜从他写的这个或者说这个整个的这个记载他到底是怎么样一个背景。
But we can gather from the way he wrote,
今天我
what type of background he came from.
今天我要讲开始讲尼西米记的时候我是这第一堂是一个宏观的一个介绍。
This is the first message on Nehemiah, so I'll just give you a broad background picture.
然后以后我们再深入一点一点从重点上来看。
And later on, my following messages will go into more detail.
那我们就要先来理解这个人他是谁。
First, we have to understand who this person is.
请打开尼西米记第一章。
Turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 1.
我们要读头十一节。
We'll read the first 11 verses.
我读一句中文，我请 Vicky 读第二句第二节英文，我们两个轮流念，大家看。
We'll take turns reading from the pulpit, one verse in Chinese, one in English.
哈加利亚的儿子尼西米的言语如下。亚达薛西王二十年基斯流月我在苏珊城的宫中
Verse 2 The Hanani, one of my brothers and some men from Judah came and asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped and had survived the captivity and about Jerusalem
他们对我说那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁城门被火焚烧
When I heard these words I sat down and wept and mourned for days and I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven
耶和华天上的神啊大而可畏的神啊你向爱你守你诫命的人守约施慈爱
Let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant which I am praying before you nowday and night, on behalf of the sons of Israel, your servants, confessing the sins of the sons of Israel, which we have sinned against you. I and my father's house have sinned.
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
Remember the word which you commanded your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples.
但你们若归向我谨守遵行我的诫命你们被赶散的人虽在天涯我也必从那里将他们招聚回来带到我所拣选立为我民的居所
They are your servants and your people whom you redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand
主啊求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷使你仆人现今亨通在王面前蒙恩我是做王久正的在这一章里头他只告诉我们他的地位是什么
In this chapter you find out what his position was
他是在王面前做什么久正什么是久正
He was a cupbearer to the king and what is a cupbearer?
就是替王端酒杯的
He was the one that carries the king's cup
那我们知道在古时候这个皇帝 谁能够替他端酒杯，酒杯是路上随便找一个佣人来，然后你来替王端酒杯就行吗？
In those days, is it like anybody from the street can be a cupbearer for the king?
行不行呢？
Can that happen?
什么人有这个资格？
Who gets to do that job?
必须是他怎么样？亲信的人。
It has to be somebody that the king really trusted.
不但王要相信这个人，
Not only must the king have trust for this person,
而且这个人也愿意为王什么啊，死而无害。
And this person had to be willing to die for the king.
因为王要喝酒以前谁得先喝？
Because before the king drinks from the cup, who gets to have a taste first?
就是这个端酒杯的。
The cupbearer does.
为什么他要先喝呢？
He had to test it first because...
说不出来的话就表示你没做过皇帝。
We don't know because we've never been a king before.
因为在做皇古时候做皇帝一个最大的危机就是常常怕什么？有人要杀暗杀他嘛。
Because the greatest fear of those kings in the olden days were assassinations.
那在食物中在酒里面下毒这种事情多得很。
You see a lot of kings were poisoned in their food or in their drinks.
所以这个酒镇他要先替王喝这个酒。
So the cupbearer have to drink from the cup first.
然后王才能喝。
And then the king drinks from it.
如果这个人没倒下去的话。
So long as this person doesn't die first.
所以这个是一个很重要的位置，不要小看，只是端酒杯。这个在王的这个皇宫里面是王的亲信。
It's an important position in the palace because you're trusted by the king.
这是我们在这一章圣经最后一句话所看见的。
So we see that this is Nehemiah's position.
那我们就想了，这个犹太人他怎么会在一个外邦人的皇宫里面被王这么看重，又他自己对王也是这样忠心的来侍奉他，这是怎么回事呢？
So now we wonder, this person who is a Jewish person, how does he gain such a position within the palace, gain such trust from the king, and have such devotion to a Gentile king?
如果你注意看他们犹太人被掳到外邦来的历史，
If you look at the history of the exile of the Israelites,
你就知道在那个被掳的开始
you see that the very beginning period of captivity,
像但以理
people like Daniel,
像约雅金王
King Jehoiakim,
对，他们跟许多被掳的人命运上有一点不一样。
They were treated differently than the other captives.
都被掳。
They were captive together, 但
这么一小错的人怎么样？不是到加巴鲁河边开运河。
But there were a small group of people that were not sent to dig the canal.
他们是被送到哪里去呢？皇宫。
This small group of people were sent into the palace.
他们是有一个特殊待遇的。
They had special treatment.
是王特别培养的一批人。
They were especially trained by the king.
那么后来但以理就做了什么？首相了，对不对？
And Daniel later became the governor.
你就知道有这么一批的人是当时被掳的时候被选在皇宫里的。
So there were a group of the captives that were chosen, that were selected to go into the palace.
那么像我们读的这第一个人带回国的这个叫做所罗巴伯。
Like Zerubbabel, the one of the first remnants.
他是谁的后代？
Whose descendant is he?
他就是约雅金的后代嘛。
He was a descendant of a king Jehoiakim.
他是王子啊。
He had the position of a prince.
他是王子，他其实从小就是活在皇宫里的。
And when he was little, he lived in a palace too.
那么今天来到了这个波斯王朝，那个时候那个时候是什么王朝？巴比伦王朝。
Back in the day of Zerubbabel, that was in the nation of Babylon.
那个王室叫做尼布加。尼沙
and that was under the king of Nebuchadnezzar.
然后你看到神就安排了但以理这一个人成为皇宫中的重臣。
And Daniel became a very important person in that palace.
而且你又知道他不但做了当代的宰相，到了后来巴比伦王朝灭了，下面一个王朝是什么？波斯王朝。
Well, you'll see that not only was Daniel heavily regarded during the time of King of Babylon, after Babylon ended during the reign of King of Persia.
谁还做宰相？ 但也还做宰相。
Daniel still held that position.
啊，我们中国话说一朝天子一朝臣。
In Chinese, you say that as the kings change, the government changes.
美国的总统也是一样嘛，就是做一任总统，他就做他有一任的这些班底。
Same thing in this country. When the president changes, his cabinet changes.
这是古今中外都是如此的。
That's how it works.
可是你看，但以理居然继续能够做宰相。
But Daniel can continue in his position.
甚至改朝换代了，他还是有很大的影响力。
Even when the kings changed, he still had a great influence.
当然有神的旨意在里头。
This is of course has God's will in it.
所以现在我们读的历史就是这一个波斯王朝的历史。
Now we're in the time of the king of the nation of Persia.
好了，那么等到波斯王朝到了这个尼西米跟这个以斯拉之前是什么皇帝呢？
And who was the king before Nehemiah and Ezra?
他们这个时候的皇帝叫做叫做亚达薛西王。
The king at the time right now is King Artaxerxes. Artaxerxes.
这是他们现在的王。
That's the king at the time of Nehemiah.
可是他们之前那个王叫做亚哈水鲁王。
The king before that is King Ahasuerus.
就是以斯帖记的那个王 Esther.
Oh, he was the king during time of Esther.
记得吗？我上礼拜也提过，好像通通已经毫无印象了。
I mentioned it last week. I don't know if you still remember.
我上礼拜提过以斯帖。
Last week I mentioned Esther.
那么我以为你们那么喜欢主的话，这个礼拜都在读以斯帖记。
I thought you all go home and read it this week.
以斯帖记是很好的一本书啊，讲到美女与皇帝。
The Book of Esther is a very interesting book, spoke of the beauty of the king.
哎，你今天晚上去好好把这本书读出来。
I encourage you to read it.
那个故事里头。神是先排了这一个犹大的女子做了皇后。
In that story, God appointed for this Jewish woman to become the queen.
然后经过某一个事件以后，一个大的危机，撒旦想要灭族，把犹太人全部杀掉。
And after a certain crisis, an incident where Satan's work incited a person to want to kill all Jewish people.
然后你看见神怎么样把他们从这个民族的危机救回来。
And we see how God saved them from that crisis.
好，救回来以后就有一个人做了那个时代的重臣，像但以理一样，那个是谁？
And a Jewish person rose to a very high position in that government, just like Daniel did.
莫迪改，对吗？
That was Mordecai.
这个故事如果我们就这么读过去就过去了。
We may just read a story and say it's a story.
但是不要忘记，今天这里有两个人，一个是尼西米，一个是他的皇帝亚达薛西王。
But remember, there are two people here, Nehemiah and the king at the time.
这两个人怎么会忽然间开始对耶路撒冷有负担呢？
How did these two people all of a sudden have a burden for Jerusalem?
今天我如果跟你们讲耶路撒冷的故事，你们有人会觉得，哎呀，我今天热血沸腾就要回耶路撒冷，可能吗？
If I tell you the story of Jerusalem, would you be all so excited to want to go back to Jerusalem?
我看我们最近有很多人是上海来的，我如果跟你讲上海的故事，你可能会说要回上海，有可能啊。
If I tell you stories about Shanghai, those who are from Shanghai might be interested in returning.
对不对？因为你跟上海有关系嘛。
Because you have a relationship with that city.
你才会有对上海有一个家乡的情结在那里，对不对？
Then you have certain emotion toward that place.
那么现在来到这一个时代，这个是外邦波斯的王，这里又有一个不知道第几代了，这样算下来的一个尼西米，他们怎么忽然间对耶路撒冷起了一种情结呢？
Now we come to this point in history where this king is a king of a Persian king, and Nehemiah, who is few generations removed from the original captives, how do they all of a sudden have a burden for Jerusalem?
倒推原因是什么？
If you think back, trace back the steps, what was the reason?
一定在他们年轻的时候。
There must be something while they were young.
有人怎么样？常常跟他们讲这些事。
There must have been people who told them these stories.
所罗巴伯第一个那个人怎么会回耶路撒冷？他一定有小的时候听谁讲啊？
The reason that Zerubbabel has a heart to return to Jerusalem was because when he was young,
谁跟他讲家乡的事？
He must have heard stories about his hometown from whom?
大以理嘛。
From Daniel.
大以理告诉这些年轻人的这些故事。
Daniel must have told these stories to these young men in the palace.
然后大以理又告诉他们，现在70年到了。
And Daniel would have told them now the 70 years have been fulfilled.
神的就激动。一批人包括这个领袖所罗巴伯
Then God moved these people's heart
那这件事情已经所罗巴伯的事情已经有八十年以前的事了
That was about 80 years ago
现在又过了好几代现在来到这个朝代那么这两个年轻人他又听了谁的故事呢
Now this is few generations removed already from that time
猜一猜
Who told these young people the story?
啊，是昨天晚上做梦，上帝跟他讲的吗？
Did they dream it in a dream last night?
是怎么回事？莫迪改嘛，很简单嘛。
They've heard the stories from Mordecai.
莫迪改是一个认识神的人。
Mordecai was a man who knew God.
神把他经过这么一个很稀奇的事情，就升为重臣，做了皇帝的皇宫里面的要人。
Through a series of interesting events, God gave him a high position in the king's palace.
他在那个位置上，他不但服侍了当时的皇帝，他还教育了下一代。
Not only did he serve the king in the palace, he also taught the next generation of the Jews in the palace.
那你看，这两个人，一个是做皇帝，一个做酒政，所以证明这两个人从小一定是什么？炮。
We have these two people here. One is a king, one is a cupbearer for the king. So you can imagine that when they were little, they were probably friends.
对不对？因为这一个人一定也是皇宫里面长大的，我可以猜推论就可以推出来。
I can guess that Nehemiah probably grew up in the palace as well.
他不可能下面做了这么多的事，而一点都不认识神的旨意，耶路撒冷的重要性。
There was no way that he would continue doing what he'd done if he did not understand the will of God and did not understand the story about Jerusalem.
然后你听他的祷告。
And then you listen to his prayer.
刚刚我们念。
That we read earlier.
你如果注意看第六节。
If you look carefully at verse 6.
他向神说，愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你的众仆人以色列的名祈祷，承认。我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，还有呢？我与我父家都有罪了。
He said, Let your ears now be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant, which I am praying before you now, day and night, on behalf of the sins of Israel, your servants, confessing the sins of the sons of Israel, which we have sinned against you. I and my father's house have sinned.
他一面替犹太人祷告。
On one hand, he prayed for all the Jews.
他一面承认我与我的家得罪了你。谁可以做这个祷告？
On the other hand, he confessed, I and my father's house sinned against you, God. Who has the power to pray like that?
一面为百姓祷告。
One hand, he can pray for all the people.
一面承认我跟我的家得罪了神。
On the other hand, confessing that he and his father's house sinned against God.
猜猜看，谁能做这个祷告？
Who has...The position to pray like that.
啊，王。
A king.
他是王的后裔，他是王族的人。
He is the descendant from the king's.
他承认我们以色列这个国，我们的王族得罪了你，我们不知道做了多少的孽。
He confessed that his house, the Israel, the kingdom of Israel, sinned against God.
这不是小老百姓的祷告。
This is not a simple person's
prayer. 这是领袖的祷告。
It's a prayer of a leader.
他的胸怀包含了整个以色列民。
His heart included all the people of Israel.
他也没有否认我们家应该做表率的，可是我们做了坏的带头。
And he recognizes that his house, who should have been a leader for the people, yet ended up sinning against God.
所以虽然尼希米记没有很清楚地说他是王族的人，可是你从他所讲的祷告跟他所做的事，你看得出来他是带头的，是王族里的人。
Even though the book of Nehemiah did not explain Nehemiah's background, but you can see through his prayer and the position he held in the palace that he's a descendant of the Jewish kings.
所以他就带了，他是第三波回来的。
So he was a leader of the third group of remnants.
这个第三波回来，我在思想的时候，我说主啊，这个回归的历史拉了这么长。差不多快一百年。
When I was thinking about this third wave of remnants, I was praying and thinking to God, this lasted a long time, this return, about 120 years.
一波未平怎么样？一波又起。Yeah. 我们古话说长江后浪怎么样？推前浪。
It's a wave,
英文怎么翻？
It's a wave after another.
Wave after another. That's okay. 一代一代，我要让大家看的是神在做事的时候，他不是只有一代，是一代又一代继续下去。
But what I want you to see is that God does not just ask one generation to work, but He asks generation after generation to continue His work.
这是第一个点。
That's the first point.
神在那里做事，做这个恢复的历史，不是只有一代的人，是一代接一代下去。
When God is doing His work of restoration, He's not just asking one generation, but He's asking the generations after that to continue.
每一代都有他的责任。
Each generation has its responsibility.
看出来没有？第一代的人，他们的责任回来建殿、建祭坛。
The first generation of the remnants came back to rebuild the altar and the temple.
第二代的人回来建这个整个祭祀的体系，神的话语的根基。
The second.Wave of remnants came back to establish the priest system and to bring the word back.
那现在第三代的人。
And now the third wave, the third generation of people.
他们碰到的是什么问题？
What was the problem that they encountered?
刚刚我们这样读十一第一章读下来，你有一个印象吗？
As we earlier read the entire chapter, you may have this impression.
尼希米在皇宫里。
Nehemiah in the palace.
他心挂在哪里？
But his heart was.
他的家乡
his heart was in his homeland,
耶路撒冷
in Jerusalem.
他就问他的哥哥
So he asked his brother.
他说他的兄弟不可能是弟弟也哥哥反正 brothers, 英文很简单中文就没有讲哥哥也没讲弟弟就问他的兄弟说他们的兄弟刚刚从那里回来
asked,
说他们情形怎么样啊
He asked one of his brother and the men who came back from Jerusalem, from Judah, he asked about how they're doing, how they were doing back there.
那回来的好是好消息还是坏消息
？And did they bring back good news or bad news？
他说：“那些剩下来的人遭大难，受凌辱，耶路撒冷的城墙撤毁，城门焚烧。”
They said to him, "The remnant there in the province who survived the captivity are in great distress and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem is broken down; its gates are burned with fire."
所以你如果有想象力。这里这简单的几句话，你能够看得出一个图画。
So use your imagination to create that picture. What these words described?
神的圣城，耶路撒冷，有没有圣殿？有。
The holy city of God in Jerusalem has a temple.
有没有祭司？有。
Has a system of priests.
啊，有没有神的选民站在那里？有。
Has his chosen people living there.
可是他们的情况好不好
？But are they doing well?
不好。
No.
有什么问题
And what was the problem?
受尽凌辱
They were in a great deal of reproach
大遭灾难
In a great deal of distress
墙城墙被人家拆了、城门被人烧了
The walls were broken down The gates were burnt with fire
换而言之这些人虽然已经回来了
So in other words These people even though they've returned
可是仇敌还在凌辱他们
But the enemy continues to attack them
好像没有一个安全的环境就好像今天伊拉克天天就是烽火满天
They were not living securely just like how Iraq is today
所以这一个弟兄尼希米他就在那边想
So Nehemiah was thinking
已经八十年过去了。
It's been 80 years since the first group went back.
今天我的家乡还是在这样的一个可怜的光景里头。
And, but their, his homeland is still in a very sad condition.
跟他所认识的圣经，跟神对我们的应许，好像差得很远。
It seems so different from what he knew from the Bible, what God's promises to his people.
你注意他quote几处圣经，他的祷告。
In his prayer, he quoted several places from the Old Testament.
第七节。
In verse 7,
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。求你纪念你所吩咐你仆人摩西的话。下面说什么？你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。这是现在他们的情形。但是第九节一起念，但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们召回聚回来，带到我所拣选立为我名的居所。
Verse 7 he said, We have acted very corruptly against you, have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember the word which you commanded your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the people. Verse 9 But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though those of you who have been scattered were in the most remote part of the heavens, I will gather them from there and will bring them to the place where I have chosen to cause my name to dwell.
所以他就抓住神的话。
So he was able to hold on to the word of God.
在神过去跟我们祖宗讲过的话里头有两个重要的部分。
There are two important components in the words that God has spoken to our ancestors.
那么这个话他讲得很清楚，是神当年对谁讲的？
And those were the words that God spoke to.
啊，摩西。
To Moses.
摩西离他们有多远？
How far removed was Moses from his days?
最少一千年吧。
At least about 1,000 years.
对吧？一千年前神曾经说过。
1,000 years ago, God said.
今天我们有没有人能够在神的面前抓住神？两千年前说过的话，在神面前祷告，有没有人这样做
？Do we ever pray holding on to the words that God promised 2,000 years ago？
你必须认识神。
You need to know God。
你要知道神的心，你才有这个祷告。
Know His heart so you can pray like that。
这里有一个人认识神。
This is a person who knew God。
他就想起当年神你对我们的祖宗，对你的仆人摩西说过这两句重要的话。
He remembered 1,000 years ago, God said these two things to his ancestor Moses.
这两句话一面是一个是消极的。
Half of these phrases is passive.
什么样消极呢？那如果我们没有遵行你的道，就弃绝你的律法，我们就要被怎么样？赶出去。
The negative aspect is, if you're unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples.
那么今天我们犹太人的光景就是如此，就是因为我们以前得罪了神。
And that was the current condition for the Jews at the time, because they were unfaithful to God, they were scattered.
他在神的面前认罪什么？悔改。
And he recognizes that sin and he confessed.
但是他马上又抓住第二句话。
But he also held on to the second half of
that phrase. 第二句话说什么？如果我们归向你。
The second half says, if you return to me.
我们遵守你的话，典章、命令、诫命。
And keep my commandments and do them.
神，你就答应过一件事。
God, you promised to do this.
什么事？我们即使四散天下，你也要把我们怎么样？找回来。
Even though we were scattered to the remotest part of heavens, you will bring us back.
回到哪里呢？
And where will we go back to?
回到你所拣选立为你名的居所，就是回到你的家里。
To a place where God has chosen to cause His name to dwell, which means God's house.
这里面代表的意义是什么呢？
And what's the meaning in this?
如果我们回到神的家，我们就是谁要保护我们呢？
If they are to return to God's house, who will protect them?
耶和华。
God Himself.
这是他的家，他要保护我们。
This is His house, and He will protect them.
好了，那今天我们回是回来了。
But at this point, they've returned.
对不对？这八十年，陆陆续续有很多人回来了。
In the past 80 years, people have continued to go back.
是证明了神的应许果然应验了。
It proves that God's promise did come true.
但是
，However,
我们今天有问题，什么问题
？They have a problem.
我们受人欺负。
They were being bullied by people.
我们今天仍然在一个很可怜的光景里头。
They were still living in a very pitiful situation.
所以他就要思想，为什么？
So、he,
神不是这样讲的。
So he was thinking, why is that? Because God didn't say that.
应该是得到神的保护。
We ought to have the protection of God.
可是今天我们仍然在仇敌的蹂躏之下。
But we're still under the reproach of the enemy.
我们的生活仍然有许多的地方看见是暴露在魔鬼撒旦的攻击里边。
Their lives are still under the attack of the enemy of Satan.
那每一个人就要想一想为什么。
So you have to think why.
尼希米做一个结论。
Nehemiah had this conclusion.
因为我们有漏洞。
Because there were holes in their lives.
就好像这个城墙所代表的，这个城墙应该是保护我们的，结果现在破口累累。
Because just like the wall which was supposed to protect them are full of holes.
所以仇敌就有机会来攻击我们，来凌辱我们。
So then the enemy will have a chance to attack them.
所以整个尼希米记，你往下去看的时候
，So if you continue reading Nehemiah,
从外表上来看，尼希米的任务就是回来重建什么？
From the exterior, you see that Nehemiah's greatest task is to return and rebuild the wall.
但是城墙容易建呢。
But the wall is easy to build.
最大的漏洞还不是物质的。
But the greatest hole is not just the material hole.
最大的漏洞是灵性的。
The biggest hole is a spiritual hole.
所以你能够看得到这个神的仆人，他就回去，他就开始把灵性上的破口跟物质上城墙的破口把它重新补起来。
So you see that this servant returned and he fixed the hole, the material hole in the wall as well as the spiritual hole in God's people.
让神的家不受撒旦仇敌的攻击。
So the house of God would not be under attack of Satan.
让神的儿女能够活在神保护的里头。
So God's children can live under the protection of their God.
这是这本书整个要讲的。
This is what this book we'll talk about.
所以未来的主日，主若许可的话，我会慢慢来把这个本书里面神要教导我们的真理把它阐明。
So in the future weeks, if God willing, I will share with you the truths, spiritual truths in this book.
但是这本书还有一个很重要的点。
There's another important point about this book.
但是它的重点却不是这本书来表明的，是另外一本书来表明。
But that point is not clearly written in this book, but in another book.
啊，有没有把你越讲越悬呢？
Have I confused you thoroughly?
今天的题目有点怪怪的。
My topic today seems strange.
叫做什么？倒数计时。所以你听到目前为止，我还没碰，连边都还没碰到。
It's called the countdown, which I have not touched upon at all so far.
还剩十分钟。
I've got 10 more minutes.
我来倒数计时一下。什么叫倒数计时？
What does it mean? What does the word countdown mean?
我们可以想到很多的事情，比如说有一个火箭要升空了，你就会发现在火箭升空之前要干嘛。
You can picture a spaceship about to be launched. What do you do once you...
10, 9,
before,
数到 zero, fire, 就出去了。对对，
before they have liftoff, they count down from 10.
如果你今天到北京机场下来，你也可以看到有计时，倒数计时。
It's an airport, you see that there's
北京。
In Beijing, there's a countdown.
还有几天干嘛？
They're
08的奥运会世运会，对不对？
Counting down from the 2008 Olympics.
所以这个倒数计时是我们大家在生活上都碰到都懂的到底是什么东西。
So countdown is something that we all understand in our daily life, what it does.
我儿子明年要结婚，他现在也在 countdown。
My son is getting married next year, he's counting down now.
现在要结婚，听说有这个 software, 你可以买，他可以告诉你哪一天要做什么事，什么要准备，
直
到你结婚那一天。
I hear that there's software counting down from the day of wedding to telling you that what you need to do about what date.
讲 countdown, 讲倒数计时，是讲一件很重要的事要发生，对不对？
When you talk about countdown, it means something important is going to happen in the future date.
那么所有参与这个计时的人， 就要做什么事
all those,
就只是算吗
all those who are doing the countdown, do they just sit there and count and wait?
之所以在那里看看看是提醒我们赶快怎么样准备啊
The reason you have a countdown is a reminder for you to start preparing.
如果要结婚那你赶快做准备啊
If you're getting married on a certain day,
如果要考试你赶快做准备啊
If you have a test coming up, you prepare for it.
否则的话你没有 countdown, 就是每天 every day is the same, 没有关系了
If you don't have this countdown, every day will be just the same for you.
对不对这个懂这个道理
We understand that principle.
在圣经里面旧约有一个 countdown 新约有一个 countdown
In the Bible there's a countdown in the Old Testament There's one in the New Testament
那么这本书是旧约 countdown 的开始
This book of Nehemiah is the beginning of a countdown for the important event in the Old Testament
所以你不要觉得历史不重要历史非常重要
So know that history is very important
历史告诉我们很多很多的法则
History tells us very many different rules.
我们去读历史，你就要得着什么？教训，得着智慧。
If you read history, you get that teaching, get that understanding.
尼希米记是旧约神的 countdown 开始。
The book of Nehemiah is the beginning of a countdown for an important event in the Old Testament.
那我讲完之后，我再讲新约的 countdown.
And let me tell you what that is, then I'll tell you what the New Testament countdown is.
旧约的 countdown在哪里讲过
Where is that countdown in the Old Testament?
如果你听过我的但以理书你就应该知道了
If you remember my sharing on the book of Daniel you'll remember
请打开但以理书第九章
Turn with me to Daniel chapter 9
在但以理书第九章里面是讲到一个异象
In chapter 9 of Daniel there's a vision
这个异象就是讲这个异象的名字叫七十个七
The name of that vision is 77.
那么这个七十个七呢是神的一个 countdown, 一个倒数计时。
The 77s is God's countdown.
请你打开第九章的但以理书的第九章第二十四节我要大家念到二十七节。
Daniel chapter 9 from verse 24 to 27.
为节省时间呢我就用中文念就不用英文翻译了你们就追着你们自己的圣经看。
Because of time, we'll just read this in Chinese and please follow along in your own Bibles.
为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期要止住罪过除尽罪孽肃尽罪孽引进永义封住异象和预言并高至圣者。你当知道当明白注意这句话从出令重新建造耶路撒冷直到有受膏君的时候必有七个七和六十二个七正在艰难的时候耶路撒冷城连接带壕都必重新建造过了六十二个七那受膏者必被剪除一无所有必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所至终必如洪水冲没必有战争一直到底荒凉的事已经定了一期之内他必与许多人坚定盟约一期之半他必使祭司与贡献止息那行毁坏可证的如飞而来并有愤怒倾在那行毁坏者的身上直到所定的结局所以这个意象是但以理书里面第四个意象
This is the fourth vision in the book of Daniel
因为这个时候但以理是被掳到巴比伦来做亡国奴
And at the time, Daniel was exiled from his homeland into Babylon.
在这个青年人的心里，大概我们的神已经把我们丢掉了。
In his heart, his young person's heart, he felt that God had rejected them.
我们神的选民的历史到此完了。
That this is the end of the history of God's chosen people.
外邦人当道，他们掌权，他们骑在我们的头上。
Now the Gentile kings, the Gentiles are over us.
那么神在前面三个意象是告诉他们，外邦人的历史会有什么样的变化。
In the first three visions of Daniel, God told him how the history of the Gentiles would change.
但到第四个意象的时候
But when you come to the fourth vision,
神就把题目换了
God changed a topic.
就说到你们犹太人的历史
He started talking about the Jewish history.
虽然到目前为止你们犹太人已经亡国了
Even though at the current time, you no longer have a Jewish nation.
但是神在你们身上的旨意还没有完
But God said, my will in your life is not over yet.
我还要给你们七十个七
I'll give you 77s
也就是说七七 49, 数学还不错啊。
7 times 7 is 49.
多少年？490年。
70 times 7 is 490.
神在你们身上还要给你们490年的历史。
God will give you another 490 years of history.
这个490年有重要的事要发生。
An important thing is what happened in that 490 years.
什么事呢？
And what is that?
就是这里有一个人物要出现。
There will be a person who will come into history.
谁？那受膏者。
The Messiah.
就是我们姐妹 英文所翻译的就是弥赛亚。弥赛亚要来。
The Messiah will come.
那么弥赛亚什么时候来呢？
And when will the Messiah come?
说当62个七结束的时候他就出现在这个舞台上了。
After the 62 sevens, then he'll come.
而且在62个七结束的时候他要被剪除。
And at the end of the 62 sevens, he'll be cut off.
英文的圣经翻译叫做 cut off, 就是死于非命。死于非命。那么他来干嘛？
And what will this Messiah come to do?
他说要止住罪过，除尽罪孽，赎尽罪孽，引进什么？永义。这个弥赛亚他要做这四件大事。
He will do four great things. He'll finish the transgressions, make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity, and to bring everlasting righteousness.
这四件大事是跟你们犹太人有关。
And these four great things has to do with the Jews.
所以犹太人的历史还没完呢。
So your history is not over yet.
好，这个历史490年起点在哪里？ Countdown 开始什么时候计数计算？
And where do you count down from the 490 years? Where do you start?
有没有起点？有啊。他说有一个王他要发命令。
It starts from a king who will give a decree.
这个命令他说干嘛？跟什么有关？
And what does that decree have to do?
重新建立建造耶路撒冷城。
The decree is to rebuild Jerusalem.
这一个是你们已经看不见被火烧掉的一个耶路撒冷，有一个王会发命令说重建。
The Jerusalem which had already been burnt down will be rebuilt based on king's decree.
这件事情一发生
，When that happens，
这四百九十年的历史就开始算了。
Then you start counting the 490 years of history.
四百九，四百八十九，就往下算吧。
You count down from 490。
算到第69个七的时候，弥赛亚就在十字架上。
When you come down to the 69th seven, then the Messiah will come.
所以，这个起点是什么时候发生的
？So the beginning point is,
就是尼希米记第二章。
The beginning point is Nehemiah chapter 2.
第一节。亚达学习王二十年，尼善月下面所说的那个故事。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
这个王跟他的酒政有一个对话。
It starts with a conversation between the king and his cupbearer.
这个酒政在神的面前被神激动了。哎呀，耶路撒冷在今天这样的一个可怜的光景里头。我要回去。
The cupbearer is moved because of the condition of Jerusalem.
可是我怎么回去呢？
And how does he get to go back?
他就求王说：“王啊，你给我下两个诏书，两个圣旨。”
He besieged the king to give two orders.
一个给我这一路平安能够回去，一个给那当地的管事的人。
One to allow me to safely travel back, and the other has to do with people that are in Jerusalem.
让他给我材料。
Let them give me material.
我可以重建耶路撒冷。
For me to rebuild.
所以王就怎么样？答应。
So the king agreed.
这个圣旨就颁发了。
And he gave this decree.
他们知不知道这个整个的事情有在神的整个计划里面有什么关键作用？他们知不知道
？Do they know how critical these things has to do in God's timeline?
可能不知道。
Probably not.
但是冥冥之中，这一切都在神的什么？掌控的里头。
But unknowingly, all these things are in God's control, in God's hand.
所以我讲这段历史什么意思？
So the reason I share this part of history is
神是历史的主。
It's for you to know that God is the God of history.
可是他在用谁？用人。
But he uses people.
人必须跟他怎么样？ 配合。
There must be a cooperation between the people and God.
好，新约的 countdown 在哪里？
And where is the countdown in the New Testament?
旧约的 countdown 是跟谁有关？
The countdown in the Old Testament has to do with whom?
啊，当然跟犹太人有关，但是主角是谁？
And the main character of that countdown is
整个刚刚我们讲的七十个七，那个主角是谁？那受膏者。
The main character is the Messiah.
这是整个旧约的 focus. 犹太人到今天还在等，他们的 countdown 还没完嘞。
For the Jews who don't know Jesus, they're still waiting for the Messiah.
还没有来啊。
They're still in the middle of the countdown.
啊，所以他们 all mixed up. 就是犹太人到今天为止还在那边等那弥赛亚，就是他的 countdown count 错了。
So for the Jews who are still waiting for the Messiah, they're counting wrong. Their countdown is wrong.
所以整个就错掉。好了，今天我们来到新约了。
So now we've come to the New Testament.
新约有没有 countdown?
Is there a countdown in the New Testament?
Countdown 是什么？
And what are we counting down to?
第一次 countdown 是跟弥赛亚第一次来有关。
The first countdown has to do with the first appearance of the Messiah.
对不对？神给他们490年来算吧。
God gave them 400 years to count until the Messiah
新约有没有 countdown 呢？
In the New Testament,
有的。
There's one too.
跟什么有关？
And what does it have to do with?
啊？跟第二次主耶稣来有关呢。
It has to do with Jesus' second coming.
啊，第一次是跟主耶稣第一次来有关。
The first countdown has to do with his first.
第二次也是跟主耶稣有关，是他第二次来。
The second countdown has to do with his second coming.
所以，如果你要跟神的旨意发生关系
，So if you want to have a relationship with the will of God,
你要知道你的时间是什么时间，跟神要配合。
You need to know what time it is so you can co-work with God.
你我必须知道什么
？We must understand.
计时开始了没有
？Has the countdown started？
因为如果你知道计时已经开始了
，If it's already started，
你要干嘛？啊，一起说。
You need to
睡觉，玩啊，度假。
Play, go on vacation。
都来不及了。
You don't have time for these things。
没有时间度假了。
No time for vacation。
没有时间玩了。
No time for playing。
因为一切就是朝着那个什么。计时了，现在开始要进入什么状况了
？Because we are in the middle of the countdown, we need to know what time it is.
现在北京市长不好干，因为他要在那边准备什么奥运会啊？开玩笑。
The governor of Beijing is so busy right now because he's preparing for the Olympics.
上海的市长也不好干，他们在准备什么世博会啊
？There's the
是、World Trade.
Oh, there's a World
什么？Exhibition 就是世界博览会。
Shanghai is preparing for a world exhibition.
都有一个都在 countdown， 都在倒数计时。
They're all counting down.
那请问基督徒今天有没有人在计时
？And are Christians counting down today？、
我看大部分人在睡觉。
I think most are still sleeping.
所以我今天要把 countdown 给你们读一读。其实你们都读过，只是没有 register.
I want you to read that countdown again.
在哪里？马太福音二十四章
Matthew chapter 24
平常我们读过了但是没有放在脑子里
We read this often but we probably don't remember it
这是主耶稣自己讲什么时候开始 countdown 了
This is Jesus telling us when the countdown starts
二十四章三十节读起我们要读到三十三节
Matthew chapter 24 from verse 30 to 33.
我请英文来读了，中文就跟着了。
We'll read this passage in English. Verse 30. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Now learn the parable from the fig tree.When its branch has already become tender and puts forth its first leaves, you know that summer is near. So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door.
看出来一个 countdown 没有？啊
？Do you see a countdown from these verses?
看出来没有？谁要来
？Who is going to come back?
啊？就是讲这段话的那个主人自己要来啊。
Jesus himself.
这一次主来是怎么来
？And how will he come back this time?
他讲有兆头显在天上而且万族都要干嘛啊 他来，很多人要哭啊。
There will be signs appearing in the sky, and many will mourn.
绝大部分的人要哭。
A majority of people on earth will mourn.
可是就少数人会笑。
But there is a group of people who will smile.
我来没有人要哭的，你来也没有人要哭的。
For you.
可是有一个人来，万族要为他哭啊。
There is a one person who will appear where all nations will mourn.
他是谁？就是说话的耶稣，你相信不相信？
And that is Jesus. And do you believe that?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
全宇宙中最荣耀的事情就是这一件。
This is the most glorious thing that will happen in all universe.
第一次来没有什么太大的荣耀，为什么？因为他是暗中来的，降生成一个小 baby.
The first time he appeared, he did not come with great glory because he was a baby when he came.
但是第二次来的时候是驾云彩而来。
But his second coming, he will be
coming with glory. 万族都要看见他。
And all the nations will see him.
然后全世界爱哭。
And the whole world will mourn.
哭什么？
What are they mourning for?
啊？有什么好哭的？为什么我们不信他？
They mourn because they regret that they did not believe.
为什么我们不承认他？
They mourn because they regret that they did not confess his name.
他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
They will see him coming on clouds in the sky with great power and glory.
然后他说有号筒要吹响，
There will be a trumpet that will sound.
他的选民从四方，从天的这边到天的那边，都要聚集跟他会面。
And his elect will come from all across the globe, from one end of the sky to another.
这么大的事情，
It will be a great incident.
全球的事情，
It's a global matter.
主能够不告诉我们 countdown 吗？
Will God not tell us when the countdown starts?
当然要告诉我们。
Of course he will.
但他 countdown 怎么说呢？
And how did he talk about this countdown?
Parable.
He spoke it in a parable.
什么意思？他用一个比喻来说。
He talked about this in a parable.
你如果刚刚我们去带你去读但以理那段话的时候，清不清楚那段话？也是一个比喻嘛，也是读得迷迷糊糊的。
Earlier we read in Daniel, that was like a parable too.
如果我没有解释给你听，那个是指着犹太人跟弥赛亚有关的话，你读完之后也就过去了，也不知道他在讲什么。
If I didn't point out to you, the 77 has to do with the Messiah, you probably wouldn't have picked it up.
但是现在也是一样，等到主耶稣这次讲到他第二次要来的时候，他让你注意看。
Now when Jesus is speaking of his second coming, he wants us to understand this.
这个跟无花果树有关系。
And it has something to do with the fig tree.
那如果你不读圣经，你也不知道无花果树是什么东西。
If you don't read the Bible, then you don't know what fig tree means.
如果你读圣经，你就知道旧约里面说得很清楚，无花果树就是代表谁。
In the Old Testament, it tells us that the fig tree represents
就是以色列人
represents Israel.
以色列人这棵无花果树为什么被咒诅枯掉死掉了呢？
The reason Israel, the fig tree was cursed and it withered.
因为他们犯罪。
It's because they sinned.
因为他们离弃神。
It's because they departed.
因为他们没有结出果子来荣耀神，让神得到满足。
Because they did not bear fruit glorifying to God.
这是他们失散天下的原因。
That's the reason they were scattered.
但是耶稣这里说。
But Jesus says,
有一天
there will be a day,
这个无花果树
this fig tree,
本来死掉的
though it was dead before,
可是它还会发嫩长叶
it will become tender again and put forth leaves.
也就告诉我们那个死掉的无花果树有一天要复活的
so this dead fig tree will one day resurrect.
他说你们看见这个时候就知道夏天近了
when you see that you know that the summer is near.
那你看见这个时候你就知道人子怎么样就在哪里啊
And when you see these things you recognize that the Son of Man is near he's right at the door
如果你读 King James 的版本
If you read the King James version of the scripture
那个 door 不是 singular
The word door was not singular
是 plural
It was in plural form
NIV 就翻译成单数但是那个钦定本就翻译成复数
King James translates right at the doors
请问你今天进来聚会之前你进了几个门
As you come into the sanctuary today how many doors did you go through
除非你走后门那是一个门
Unless you went through that side door
如果你从正门进来的话你起码到这里有两个门
If you go through the main door you at least have gone through two doors
我们还是到后面那个后门后门从来不关的就是让人热气去热这个整个的标准
We also have a back door that continually opens
我们 那主说，当你看见无花果树发嫩长叶的时候，人子已经在哪里了？在门口了。
Our Lord says, when you see the fig tree become tender and put forth leaves, you know that the Son of Man is right at the doors.
然后下面一句话说，这些事都要成就，在这个 generation 还没有过去以前。
And then he says in verse 34, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
在这个时代，凡是看见无花果树开花长，这个发嫩长叶的这一个 generation,
The generation that witnesses the fig tree become tender and putting forth leaf.
这个 generation 要看见我荣耀的再来。
This generation will see my glorious return.
不用等第二代。
You don't have to wait for the next generation.
懂了没有？
Do you understand?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道我还能再白要白到什么程度。
I don't know how much clearer I can be.
这个叫做新约的 countdown 是倒数计时
This is the countdown in the New Testament
凡是看见无花果树开发嫩长叶的那一代开始算
The generation that will see the fig tree become tender and
在你还没有离开这个世界之前这一个代整个主回来的事就成功了
Before this generation leaves the earth the return of the Messiah will become true
所以这个 countdown 你就注意看现在就在这个就在这一个 countdown 的时间里
So we are the generation in that countdown
所以常常有人说我们主回来还有多远
There are people who ask me how long till our Lord comes back
我告诉你
I tell you
我觉得近到大概只剩十几年
不会
太多
I feel it's so close it's about 10 some years away
如果你知道你明天就要死你要干嘛
If you know you're going to die tomorrow what will you do?
好好吃一顿，对不对
？Eat your best meal.
如果你知道你明天就要考试
，If you know you have a test tomorrow,
你要干嘛
？What will you do?
如果基督徒知道主不久马上就要回来
，If a Christian knows our Lord's coming back very soon,
你要干嘛
？What will you do?
好好想。
Something to think about.
学生天不怕地不怕，就怕什么？考试。
What the student is most fearful of is a test.
今天的基督徒天不怕地不怕，我现在只有一个东西可以让你们怕一怕，就是主要回来了。
And for something that Christians ought to be afraid of is the returning of our Lord.
尼希米记开始 countdown 旧
约。Nehemiah is the beginning of countdown for the Old Testament.
凡是尼希米做的
，So everything that Nehemiah did
就是预备那个弥赛亚的回来。
Is in preparation for the Messiah's coming.
今天。主第二次要回来
So now he's coming back for the second time
我们要注意尼希米做了什么事
So we ought to pay attention Whatever it is that Nehemiah did
就是我们预备神家的事情
It's the same thing we ought to do In preparation for his second coming
Got it?
Got
it 啊醒一醒啊太重要了
This is very important
所以我要请你们好好的把这一段回归的历史在家里面好好读。
So I implore you to read carefully the history of the remnants.
两本书。
There are two books about that.
以斯拉记，尼希米记。
The book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah.
来回读。
Read them carefully.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你把你的话留给我们。
You've left your words with us.
不是只是给我们故事而已。
Not just to tell us stories.
你要我们明白你到底要我们做什么。
You want us to understand what it is that you want us to do.
你要我们学什么。
What it is that you want us to learn.
主啊，你的话你说天地可以废去，你的话却永远不能废去。
Your words said the heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will not pass away.
主啊，我们常常把你的话当作平常。
But we often think your word is too ordinary.
求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
求你让我们把你的话郑重。
Please let us treat your word with reverence.
能够听了，能够照着去行。
So we hear them and do accordingly.
叫你回来的时候能够心满意足。
So when you return, you will be satisfied.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.